Welcome to the Femi Pod. These conversations are for women runners that go beyond running. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Lydia O'Donnell and Esther Kewen. Welcome back to the Femi Pod for episode 128. I am calling in all the way from LA, and of course I've got my bestie Esty with me. Est, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Liz. Yeah, just cruising, eh? How's LA going?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I only got in last night, so I feel pretty jet lagged at the moment, to be honest. I don't really know where I am or what time of the day it is. I feel pretty tired, but I was lucky to have a lie down bed in the plane. I got four seats, so I got to like actually sleep, which was really nice. But I'm still like jet lagged, which sucks. But I got up relatively early this morning and went for a run along the beachfront, and I always find getting a running kind of resets you. So yeah, I'm doing okay. I want to say I'm probably at about 70%.
That's all right, especially after a big long flight like that. I'm stoked that you had the comfort of four seats. It's unreal. I feel like that's unheard of.
Unheard of, and like so valuable, you know, the amount of money that you pay for business class to lie down compared to just like being, you know, at the back of the plane but getting the four seats. I would much prefer save the money and lay down across four seats than pay all that money for business class. So thank you, aeroplane gods. They really had me this time around and I appreciate it. So yeah, it's good. It's good to be back in the US.
And what are you there for? Tell us about your training over the last little while, and then, yeah, what's happening in LA?
Yeah, so training's been pretty good. I have had, I think May, I was looking back at my training from the last like couple of years, and May was the biggest month of running for probably 2 years, maybe slightly longer. So I got up to like nearly 550Ks across the month, and I was just stoked for that. It's nice to kind of feel that consistency and then like not just feel it but look at the data and the numbers and it actually shows. So it's good. I've had some pretty big sessions over the last couple of weeks, and some of them have gone really well and some of them haven't. Particularly my session last week, I tried to do kind of my final big workout before the race this weekend, and it was like so hard, which is, yeah, it is tough. It makes your confidence, it can affect your confidence a bit when you have those sessions. But I also know I was like in my late luteal phase and that was impacting me. And I just kind of try to take it with a bit of grain of salt now and know that I've done the work to kind of be ready to race and not put too much emphasis on one workout and just keep moving. So we've talked a bit about that lately, but it's been nice to kind of just like tick the training off, not get too consumed by it, and know that it's like layers and layers of training that's going to pay off, not just like one or two workouts here or there. So yeah, it's been good. The body's actually feeling pretty good considering like how much I've been running. I have got back into the gym, you'd like to know. I've been consistently gymming over the last month or so, 2 to 3 times a week, and it is feeling good. So I would say that's probably why also my body is feeling good, but it's nice to have the miles under the belt. And yeah, so this weekend is the Nike After Dark Tour in LA, which I'm so excited about. I think I obviously worked at the one in Sydney now nearly 2 months ago, and being part of the event and being there with like 7,000 women was just so incredible to watch them all participate in the event and like see how much energy there was amongst them and amongst the community. And now to be going into the same event in LA and actually racing it is unreal. Yeah, I'm like so hyped. I think there's 23,000 women racing this weekend, and women from, you know, all over the US are coming to race at the After Dark Tour here. And it starts at SoFi Stadium, which is a massive stadium here in LA. And we run out like 10.5K and then back and finish in the stadium. And then Doechii is playing as the performance after the race. So that's pretty exciting. And just, yeah, I mean, I'm sure everyone listening knows that Nike doesn't do things in halves. So it's going to be pretty epic race, and yeah, I'm hoping that I have a good race because I haven't had a real good race in a long time. So I am hoping it is a good race. And when I say good race, I kind of mean like a fun race, but at the same time, I want to feel strong. I want to feel like comfortable, particularly in the first half of the race. I want to get to 10Ks and be like, yep, cool, I'm ready to go. And now I want to like start pushing the pace. I think I'm not in PB shape, and that's totally okay. I'm not here to run a PB. I like am so aware that when I ran my PB, the shape that I was in is quite far off where I am right now, but I do want to like have that good race, just feel strong. So we will see what happens on Saturday night. It starts at 6:30 p.m., which is quite unusual for me to be racing at that time. But like I was saying, I don't really know what time of the day it is. I feel like I'm upside down at the moment. So maybe that will help when it comes to racing in the evening. But yeah, very exciting.
So cool. I can't believe it's 23,000. That's outrageous. That's so many.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I think a lot of the marathons I've done have been huge, like that number plus more. But to be all racing the same distance with just women and have the amount of people on the start line, it's going to be insane. I, yeah, don't really know what to expect, but I know it's going to be amazing. So very, very pumped.
Oh, I can't wait to hear how it goes with your
Yeah.
pips.
How are you? How's all your training going?
My training's been all good, eh? I had a bit of a sickness last week. It was kind of a weird one. It was like a head cold, but like I was quite tired, but then I was just sneezing all the time. And I don't know, it was a very strange couple of days. But that was Monday, Tuesday. So I didn't run for a few days last week. But yeah, training's going good. I feel like my easy pace is getting faster. And I'm noticing like, yeah, week on week I start to drop my times down, keeping like a comfy heart rate and feeling cruisy, which is really exciting. And I did a tempo the other week for a 5K and it was just over 20 minutes and I was like finished it and I was like pretty good. So I was like, I reckon I could definitely run like low 19 or something like that now for a 5K, which is really exciting. When I first started back, I was like estimating what I would run and my 5K guess was like a 20-minute 5K. So now I can say that it's probably like a minute faster than that, which is really cool. Yay, I think I'm gonna do a time trial over the coming weeks. I think I've said this before on the pod, but I still haven't done it because we also did the podcast about building a base, and I had a little bit of an epiphany that I wasn't doing what I was saying and I was pushing too hard every run. I was kind of running, I don't know, like I didn't run with a watch for a while. But I was like, I would still track my pace, but I wouldn't look at it till the end of the run. But I knew I was running too hard. Like I was like finishing it and I'll be like, oh man, I'm pretty tired. Like that was meant to be an easy run. What am I doing here? And so I've completely like gutted what I was running before. So I'd be running my easy runs in quotations, like 5 minute Ks or whatever. They weren't easy. So I'm running like between 5:15 and 5:30 now. And that is proper easy. But what I'm noticing is it's getting closer to the 5:15, whereas before it was like 5:30. So yeah, it's getting there and like everything's ticking along well. Yeah, I'm running like 60K weeks now, which is cool. Would love to get to like 70 and then from there I'm not too fast. Like I feel like I can do well at running that many Ks, especially with the cross training on the side. So yeah. That's kind of where I want to get to. And oh, I'm not sure if I've actually mentioned this. I probably have already, but I've entered a race in August. So August the 9th, my friend was going to run and now I've taken her spot and I'm going to run the Run the Forest half marathon on August the 9th, which will be pretty fun. It's very traily for the first half. Well, not very. It's like what a road runner would say is traily for the first half. So I don't know, it kind of like takes the pressure off trying to run like a really good time or something. So I'm just going to do it for fun and see how I go. But yeah, I'm excited and it's cool to have a race in the calendar. And I was actually talking to the gals at the Femi run that I do in Raglan. It's not an official Femi run, but we meet every Friday. If anyone's from Raglan listening, you should come and run with us. But they're all keen as well. So we're going to go on a trip, like a big group of us. I think there'll be like 10 of us going and do the run. So yeah, I'm excited about that. And that's in Rotorua, which is, yeah, a beautiful spot. So yeah, training's going good. I feel like I'm improving and just slow and steady, just gotta like be patient still. So glad we did that podcast on building your base because it was a good reminder. Oh, and I'm following the half focus in Femi, and I find tempos quite boring, but there's a lot of tempos in there. But I'm finding that they're helping me a lot. I know we've talked a little bit about like tempos and stuff, and I find tempos quite boring in my mind, but I know they're so good for me. So yeah, they're working. It's good. Training's good.
I agree. Tempos are so hard. I find them so mentally difficult to like sustain a pace where you're like not running super comfortably for a long period of time. And I used to do them so much, and I feel like I haven't really done them that much over the last couple of years because if I have the option to not do them, I will take it. And I reckon it's really like impacted my overall fitness, and I need to get back to that place because you just really have to like teach yourself to sit in your thoughts and like teach yourself to deal with pain alone and push yourself when there's no one else next to you. And that is really hard. Like, I do find that incredibly hard. I find myself falling back into a place of like, oh, it's okay if you slow down, or maybe no, today's not the day, maybe it's all right. Oh, like you're running on a hilly course, or oh, you've got lots of turns. Like I kind of go through these patterns of thoughts in my mind where I'm trying to negotiate with myself why it's okay to run slower when actually I just need to run the pace that I need to run for the tempo because that's the pace that's going to help me progress. And I do struggle with that a lot. I definitely used to be way better at it, and I need to integrate that more. So actually the session I did last week that didn't go so well was a 30-minute tempo, I think. 30-minute tempo and then some K efforts to finish. And the tempo was so hard. And then I went into the Ks, and they were like, even though they were so much faster, so much easier because I got to just like break them up and they just went by so much faster. So, yeah, tempo running is one that we all need to do lots of. But we, yeah, if you're anything like me, it is really hard to kind of get your head around doing it and sticking to it.
Yeah, it is hard. It's like, but I think it's one of those things that gets better over time. And so like, yeah, you did that one the other week and that was really hard. But then once you've recovered from your race and your training, so the next one is a marathon, right? Oh no, you're doing
So
another
after,
half.
yeah, I go to Mexico. So I'm in the US for 2 weeks, and then I go to Mexico and I run the After Dark Mexico City on the 21st, I think it is, of June. And that one is in Mexico City. If you know anything about Mexico City, it's like, I don't know, I think it's like 2,000 meters above sea level. And then in the race, I think there's about 300 meters of elevation in the 21Ks, which is quite a lot. I know if you're a trail runner, you're probably thinking, no, that's not. But for us road runners, it is quite a lot of climbing in 21Ks. So I'm kind of going into that race of with the mindset of like just have a good solid training run. Because I also want to bounce back and start really focusing on the marathon after that. But yeah, it's going to be a tough one, and I'm hoping it doesn't take too much out of me. But the week after that, I'm actually going on my honeymoon. Yes, it's very, very delayed, like nearly 2 years delayed, 18 months delayed. But we're going on our honeymoon to a little beach town in Mexico. And so I am going to have time to recover. But I also know that the marathon is just around the corner. It's like not far away at all. So I do know I need to kind of, although recovery is important, I do need to get back into training quite quickly after Mexico City. Lots of running
Yeah.
to come.
That's so exciting. But also, you if you're doing Mexico as more of a tempo, you know, that's like a 7 or 8 out of 10. The recovery from that, although it's a big session, you know, you're probably going to be all right after a week versus normally like that's 2 weeks kind of thing. But yeah, what I was saying before around the like plan, the tempo and like over time, yeah, the first tempo is always the hardest by far. And then the more you do them, you start to like get used to that feeling because it really is uncomfortable for a really long time. Whereas like kilometer reps or like fartlek, you get to go up and down or you get to rest. And so you get this like mental break. Whereas tempos are just like constant and you're like, oh, you know, like I prefer progressive tempos, which even get they get faster, but it's like you have something to work towards. That's not just like a 30-minute block of the same pace. But then you think about a race, and that is essentially what you're doing. Like, but even for longer, like you're running anywhere from an hour 20 all the way up to whatever you're running, like a 6 hour, like 6 hours if you're doing a marathon for some people, like that is really your tempo for that long. So it's like so important, but it is hard and it's like, yeah, mentally draining, but I'm getting better at them. And you will too, because you know you're good at them. You just haven't done them as much.
I used to be good at them. I remember back when I was coached in New Zealand, my coach would come out on the bike with me, and that definitely helped. Like, I think if you have a additional like stimulus around you, whether it's another runner or a pacer or someone on the bike, it definitely helps to keep you motivated, and someone maybe there to give you gels or water throughout the tempo. Like, in a marathon build, I would be getting up to some 16K tempos, which is a long time. It's like an hour for me of just like holding a sustained pace, and that's hard. But it definitely helps having people around you. And yeah, you're right. Doing the half marathon, particularly for Mexico City, I will look at it as a tempo run. But if you told me I had to go out tomorrow and do a 21K tempo, I'd be like, oh, that's horrible. But Saturday, I'm going to be racing and I'm going to be tapered and I'm going to be going way faster, hopefully, than my tempo pace. So it's just funny. Like, I feel like your mind plays such tricks on you. Hey, I also just think about my training across the week, and like some days, just a 30-minute easy run feels so hard. And then going into like an intense speed session actually feels pretty doable. It's literally the state of mind that you're in and the preparation you've put into your mindset to get to that training day. Like, if I'm doing a speed session on a Tuesday, I will spend Sunday and Monday thinking about that speed session and thinking about how it's going to be hard, but these are the paces I want to hit. This is what I'm going to eat before I do it. This is how I'm going to like warm up. I think about the process so much that when it comes to it, it actually feels pretty doable. Whereas a 30-minute easy run on, say, like a Thursday afternoon, I put no thought into, no preparation, and I just have to get up after work and go out the door and go for a jog. And sometimes it's so hard. And I think that says a lot about prep and mental prep and how important that is, going into both training and into a race, and how much that can help you have confidence to like execute what you need to do.
Oh, that's so true, eh? Sometimes the shortest runs are the hardest. Like, you're right. It's like, I don't know, I get it. I know that you're the same. Like, my favorite training is the speed session. Like, I love like the thrill of like, yeah, getting ready for it and like, yeah, pushing yourself hard and it's like really satisfying. But like 30-minute jog when you don't really feel like it, you're like, oh, it's so short, and you get out the door and you look down at your watch and it's been 3 minutes and you're like, oh, like I can't be fucked. But then, yeah, you're right. It's all a mental game, right? And even around what you were saying before around the half marathon being a tempo, but then a 30-minute tempo seems so much harder. But I think that's the atmosphere and like everything as well. Like, it'll be a really nice feeling to go out there in Mexico and be like, I don't have to push myself to my absolute maximum today, which will be really nice because you can soak in more of the atmosphere and like get around people, like while still getting a really good workout. It's not going to like completely smash you, which will be really fun. Because I guess, yeah, you're no doubt getting mentally prepared for the smashing this weekend in LA, where you will go as hard as you can.
I know, but then I think about Mexico and I'm like, to be honest, even doing a tempo on this Mexico City course is going to be a different level of pain. Like the pain of running fast on the flat is so different to running up hills, and like even when you're running slow up hills, you know, it is so different. So I'm excited. Like I'm excited to kind of experience the two races and kind of compare the two races and just like have fun with it all. Like, I don't know, I really love and feel so privileged that I get to travel the world and I get to do that alongside my running. And you know, a big part of why I love running and racing is to go overseas and have these new experiences. And I'm really excited to like have that and kind of add that to my book of stories from all the races I've done around the world. And it's funny with the Nike After Dark Tour, one of my first jobs at Nike would have been around 2012 as a coach, was to coach one of our New Zealand media journalists to do the women's race that they did in San Fran back in the day. And I remember coaching, her name was Skye. I remember coaching Skye, and then she went off to San Fran to do the race on behalf of Nike. And I was like, oh my God, it's so cool that she gets to go do that. Like, I was so jealous. And I was like, oh, I one day would love to go and do one of those races. And then they stopped the women's race series for, it was like maybe 5 or 6 years. And the fact that it's been brought back, the first race was in Australia where I got to be the coach for, and now I get to actually race them in both the US and Mexico. I'm like, damn, life's cool sometimes. I feel very, very lucky.
So cool, yeah. But you've worked your butt off to also be there. But yeah, I'm so excited for you and can't wait to hear and have a recap next week about your race and how you go.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then next year, we'll have to get you over here and get the whole Femi community. This is the thing I think you were talking about, like traveling to your race with your friends from Raglan and all going there together. Like, it's such a cool thing now that women are like booking these holidays and going away together to races and having like a whole girls or women's weekend together. And you're not just like going to a beach to lay on the beach and drink cocktails. Yes, you might do that as well, but you're actually going to do a race and you get to like do something that's really hard, something that you've trained your butt off for to get there, and then feel the reward of getting across that finish line and then going and sipping cocktails on the beach. Like, it's so cool that this is now a thing. And yeah, I feel like next year we need to plan the whole Femi community to like come together and travel the world to After Dark tours and like run and race together. Like, it's just sick. It's like such a cool way to live your life.
Definitely. Yeah, we've got to put that together next year. We've got to choose our target race and get a whole Femi crew over because, yeah, that'll be like a girls' trip, but like on steroids, hundreds of them. But yeah, girls' trips around running is like honestly some of my best memories, that's for sure. They're so much fun and like so rewarding. You're out there doing something really hard, but then you're also able to celebrate after, and yeah, the best
Well, I
time.
remember like when we first met Est, one of the first races that we did together was road relays down in Christchurch, and we were on the same team. And I feel like that was like maybe one of the first kind of experiences that we got to have together where we traveled and got to race together. And it's so crazy to think back on now because I would have been like 19, I think, which would have made you maybe like 17. And it's just sick. Like, that's now look at us. So
I
cool.
know. We're still doing it. And it's like, however many years later, so
I
good.
remember when I was little, I was looking at women in their like 30s and 40s being like, oh my gosh, surely I'm not still going to be running when I'm like 30 or 40. Like, that's so old. Now I'm like in my mid-30s and I'm going harder than ever. And I'm really proud about it.
Oh, yeah. We're not stopping anytime soon. I'm
No
going to
way.
be running. We're going to be running in our 50s and our 60s, going
Amazing.
to world marathons for sure.
Absolutely. Love it. Okay, cool. Wow. I better run. But so nice to see you and chat with everyone. Thank you so much to everybody for tuning in today. And if you want to be booking a girls' weekend with us to go and race, DM us and we'll just start taking notes. But in the meantime, we'll be back with a very special guest next week. So tune in for the episode. But in the meantime, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Bye.